This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Many people have lost their jobs, and many people are being affected by it when they're small business owners. And one of those individuals that will join us right now is Justin Butler. He's the owner of Duck Donuts and Rita's Italian Ice. He joins us now here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Mr. Butler, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm getting a little bit stir crazy, though. I'm getting a little bit bored, man. I got out the house a little bit earlier today, ran 3 miles, and came right back and got ready for the show. I don't know if you're able to get out and do much of anything, but it's a new reality that we're having to deal with during this
I actually did get out today. My son and I took a bike ride. When you have a lovely day like today, you have to take advantage of it for sure.
Absolutely. So let's talk for a little bit. You're a small business owner, and you've got a couple of businesses, Rita's Italian Ice, which opened in Eagan in 2014, and Duck Donuts, which opened in Woodbury in late 2018. I guess I'll start with just a very simple question. I mean, let's talk about the difficulties of being a small business owner right now as we battle through this coronavirus.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is uncertainty. You know, small businesses, especially in the restaurant industry, you know, the amount of liquidity and cash we have on hand, it's thin margins, right? And so we count on consistency from sales, from expense perspective, and from our customer traffic in order to support our business. And so, you know, the uncertainty right now, how long this pandemic will last, how long the shelter in place will last, and when we can get back to normal operations, that's kind of the big thing. You know, we think a lot about the staff that we have, their families, their teenagers, they have children, you know, they have plans, they have rent to pay, they have bills, and all those sorts of things. So we're doing our best to make sure that their life isn't disrupted and that we can you know, help them so that whenever we do get back to normal, we can maintain that same staff and the same service levels in the future as well.
Yeah, and it has to be so like uniquely different being a small business owner who, like for instance, with us and our jobs, right? We're part of a big company, an Intercom, and if somebody loses their job, that's very unfortunate, and it's a struggle, right? We deal with the financial perspective of that, how it affects us from an economic standpoint, and also the mental health of the individual that loses a job. But for you, you know, you're talking about not only putting food on the table for your family and your employees, but also just how much you've invested in starting up your own business. You know what I'm saying? Like I invest a lot of time, a lot of sweat and tears into being in the radio business. But for you, you've invested so much more into opening your own business.
Yeah, I mean that's right. You know, it takes it's a Herculean task. You do what you need to do. You know, I went to school. I went to grad school. I had a corporate career, and you kind of save your money and you plan, and then you pull the trigger, right, so that you can add to the GDP of the country. You know, create some new jobs, and you know that uncertainty is going to happen, right? There's going to be ups and downs and all of that, and so this one's I think is tougher for a lot of business owners because it's out of your control, right? If you're just if you run your business into the ground and that's on you, and you can take that and you can move on to the next thing. In this case, you know, it's really, there's no one to blame for this, right? There's no one that you can say, oh, I just didn't have the skill set, or if I could have did one more marketing plan or whatever it may be. You know, this is just one of those scenarios where hopefully it'll be short-lived and people will come out on the other side. But I mean, to your point, you know, there's capital at risk. You know, you think about your children's futures and your own retirement eventually, and things of that nature. And so you try to weather the storm as much as you can. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, for Duck Donuts, we're still open right now. We're on modified hours. We're going to reopen Rita's this weekend, doing weekends only, so that we can, you know, stay present in people's minds and, you know, have some level of operations and activity going on, so that we can meet our obligations and hopefully make it out to the other side.
We're talking to Justin Butler, owner of Duck Donuts and Rita's Italian Ice, here on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. And look, I have heard about Duck Donuts here recently in the last couple of months. You got to tell me about Duck Donuts, because I didn't know, like, we all got that sweet tooth, right? I'm big into ice cream. I love my Sebastian Joe's ice cream. I love my cookies with T-Rex cookies and all that stuff. But I love donuts, too. And I had heard about several donut shops in Minneapolis and in some of the suburbs. But then recently, in the last couple of months, I heard about Duck Donuts. And so, like, I'm still oblivious to what you got going on, man. I've heard great things. But tell me a little bit about Duck Donuts, you know, in terms of, like, where you're located, how long you've been open. And just give me a little bit of insight.
Yeah, so we're in Woodbury. We're off 494 in Valley Creek Road on the east side of town. So I know sometimes that could be a little bit of a hike for those on the west side of town. But, you know, as you mentioned, we opened in late 2018. And, you know, our concept is a little bit different. When you walk into our store, there's no glass case of donuts, right? So normally you walk in, you see a glass case, you say, oh, I want this one, I want that one. Well, for us, all of our donuts are custom-made, cooked-to-order, right? So even if you want a traditional glazed donut, I'm not going to make a donut until you walk in and you order it. So all of my donuts are hot, they're fresh, and they're customized for you. And so what happens is all of our donuts are vanilla cake-based, and you pick a coating, a topping, and a drizzle. And so we have over 3,000 different combinations that you can choose from. So, you know, if you want something very savory, you may want lemon and raspberry, right? It gives you that kind of that acidity there, a little bit of flavor, a little bit of savoriness. Your kids may want something very sweet. My daughter loves a boardwalk, which is a glaze with Oreos, powdered sugar, and a little bit of vanilla drizzle on top of it, right? And so you can get almost any combination that you want. And so that's really our value proposition. Everyone kind of got used to Chipotle, put on it what you want based on how you're feeling that particular day, and our donuts are the same way. You come in, we cook it for you. Everyone's had kind of the warm Krispy Kreme glaze, right? But when you have chocolate glaze or chocolate that's warm, you have peanuts that's warm, peanut butter and blueberry and strawberry, all of ours are warm, custom made. And so you know that even if we're catering for you, right? So we have clients in downtown Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Bloomington, et cetera. Your donuts were made within the last hour to hour and a half before you receive them. So you're always fresh, and we always have what you're looking for in stock.
Brother, you just got me. I mean, I'm coming through this weekend. I'm dead serious. I'm coming through because you just got me with the freshness.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that's unique, because you're right, though. Like, typically when you think of a donut shop, you walk into a donut shop, whatever, and you look in the glass and you say, hey, this is what I would like. And for you guys, the concept is it's always going to be fresh. And you just took me back when you mentioned Krispy Kreme. So I went to school. I graduated from Morehouse College. And I remember in the early days of riding the MARTA, right, staying on campus. When we would go out to Lenox Mall and we would come back to campus and we would see that we get off the MARTA train and we would see that Krispy Kreme light on and it was hot, you made sure that we was going in there. If you had a little bit of money, right, you had that money from the care package that your parents had for you, mm-hmm. you made sure that you went in. So I think that's an awesome concept of what you guys do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody's familiar with the light on, with Krispy Kreme. Our light's on. Anytime we're open, our light is on, because you will get a warm, fresh product from us.
All right, so now you've got Rita's that's open, you've got Duck Donuts is open, but talk about how this has maybe affected the growth of your business, because I know that you had some thoughts and opinions about trying to expand Duck Donuts.
Yeah, you know I would say there's definitely some impact on growth. So, you know, Rita's is Italian ice, hand scoop custard, soft custard. We had a food truck as well, and so we do over 100 events for our food truck, whether it's, Rondo Day or Grando Day, softball tournaments, soccer tournaments, things like that. But last year we had secured a contract to go in the CHS field and partnered with the Saints. This year we were going to stand up a location at Lake Calhoun as well for Rita's. And so we were starting to get some growth, getting out into community a little bit different to bring the brand to the people versus trying to drive the people to us. So that, you know, that puts a little bit of a pause on things. Is there going to be a baseball season? You know, we don't want to socially congregate. So, you know, the lakes are, you know, not being publicized as much right now. So there's an impact on the Rita's business. And even with Duck Donuts, you know, we were working on some contracts with some hotels around town. We had, you know, a good catering business that was built up and all these sorts of things where it was around, you know, food as a gathering, right? So, very, you know, you eat donuts, you eat breakfast, you go to an event, and it's all centered around people. And so that leads us to a little bit of, you know, some gap trying to figure out how we do what we do better, right? So I'll give you a prime example. The Hennepin County Bar Association, shortly before all this broke out in early March, they had a fundraiser at the Lumber Exchange downtown Minneapolis, and we came in with a donut bar, and we were making donuts real time at their event. And that's one of the expansion tools that we had. But again, a donut bar requires an event and people. I think it's a great concept where I can bring my store to your particular event and service your attendees real time. But until we get back to the new normal where we're comfortable doing that, we'll have to continue to think about ways to improve. We had plans to go into Mall of America with Duck Donuts. You know, the mall's closed right now. We'll see what businesses return whenever the mall can open. But all those sorts of things are kind of on hold, and we'll see how they shake out post the crisis.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you, man. That's got to be a very frustrating time, but I think that a lot of people right now are frustrated. But at the same time, we have to be thankful for the health that we have and hoping that those that are affected from a health perspective that are sick, that they recover from coronavirus. We're talking to Justin Butler, owner of Duck Donuts and Rita's Italian Ice, here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, the last thing, and I'll let you go. Loyal customers, those people out there that have been supporting your business, and those people out there hearing about your business for the first time, how can they support you through this difficult time right now?
Yeah, you know, our customer base has been amazing, completely and utterly amazing, right? And so when people heard that we were still open, they're still supporting our business, making orders, you know, whether they're taking them home to their kids or sending them to hospitals. We had two dozen, I think, that went to Hennepin County Health Center not too long this Saturday. We've had people who are dropping off donuts to the nursing homes around town. And so people are finding ways to still support the business. You know, our Rita's Italian Ice, people have set up for catering and deliveries and things of that nature. So folks are still coming out, and, you know, it just looks a little bit different, right? So you can do online ordering with Duck Donuts. You can go to duckdonuts.com and order and get it delivered. We have Uber and DoorDash and Bite Squad. We're setting that up for Rita's when we reopen as well. And we've had some inquiries around bringing our food truck to, like, a little neighborhood, you know, social distancing block parties, right, where people are setting up shop in their driveways and still kind of able to socialize with their neighbors. So people are still, you know, willing to support. We get that it's a difficult proposition to come out and about, but people have been great, and hopefully that will continue to support us and other businesses as well. You know, as a small restaurant owner, we've made a practice 3 times a week to make sure that we go out and support small restaurants as well, because we know what the struggle is, and we want to do our part to keep a thriving and vibrant a restaurant scene in the Twin Cities.
Hey, Justin, we appreciate you being on WCCO Radio tonight, man. Hey, continued success. I know it's a tough time for you as well as everybody out there that are small business owners, but we're going to get out of this thing. We'll get on the other side, and we'll be so much better after all of this is done with the coronavirus.
Thank you. No, I appreciate the time. Is there anything I can do for you in the future? Just let me know.
Sounds good. Justin Butler, owner of Duck Donuts and Rita's Italian Ice, here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.